What I'd like to do this afternoon is to talk about confidence in praying for healing. And the idea is that you will go away fully confident to pray for anybody and anything as a result. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. So that's what I'd like. Now, what we're up against as we pray for healing. So we're up against a battle of our rational minds. We come from a Western mindset. Oh, that's too fast. A Western mindset. And that's based around a rational worldview. Everything has to have a rational explanation where we only believe things that can be scientifically proved. If you go to other cultures, so I've traveled quite regularly to Africa and India, the mindset there is different, and they embrace all sorts of supernatural views and ideas. That's part of everyday life, not always helpful. But when it comes to talking about the Holy Spirit and the supernatural presence of God, they don't have such a big problem. And so that's, I believe, one of the reasons why you have a lot more of the miraculous power and answers to prayer and encounters happening in those countries than you do in our Western world. So that's what we're up against, this battle of this rational mindset. And the Bible doesn't have the worldview our Western civilization does. It embraces the supernatural power and presence of God. And so we've got to get used to that as Christians. And so we're up against it with people. So we need to base what we believe in healing on the Word of God and where it comes so that when we see healing and things happen, we've got substance. We can put our feet down on something safe. Psalm 103 says this, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins," read this with me, "and heals all your diseases." Should we read that again? "Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases." Just want to stop there and say the possibility of healing is clearly taught in the scriptures that we can be healed. There's a God who loves to heal. He goes on, "who redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things." What was this? "These things are
not so good for you."
Well, these things are the delivery system for the good things. So we are part of God's delivery system for the good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Who needs strength to live the day? Who needs strength to get through the day? Yeah, you see, we have. So the promise there in Scripture is that there is a strength that comes from him, a supernatural strength. So there's quite a few healing scriptures. I'll point to you a few. Interesting feat there. There was a guy called Asa. He was a king, and he had a disease in the feet. Actually, believe it or not, there's something unusual about those feet. Do you know what it is? Most of us have something around here and here and here and here and here. We have hair, and that person's feet has no hair at all, and they have a disease in their feet. And it's, we think, oh, what's... But apparently, that is a complaint some people have. But Asa had a serious disease in the feet. He was a great king. It's gone. He had a serious disease in the feet, and... oh, it's back again.
It's back.
Okay. Is it batteries or something? No? Well, just got a mind of its own. Never mind. And he was a good king.
That little round knobby thing that's the globe on the top.
Yeah.
If you move that, that might do something iffy.
All right, I won't move it. Okay. Yeah, okay. But it was because I touched the little pointer, I think. I won't touch the pointer again. And it says of him He only sought the physicians. He did not seek the Lord. And the disease in his feet grew worse, although the physicians tried to help him, and they weren't helped. And then it says, a period of about 4 years, Asa died because he did not seek the Lord. It suggests to me that as Christians, we are encouraged there in the scriptures to seek the Lord about difficulties we face, physical difficulties. So when we go and hit a migraine or a headache or backache or shoulder ache, we say, Lord, please, could you come and help us? We like our doctors, we need the doctors, but please, Lord, can you be involved in this process? And before I take my Disprins for this banging headache, please, Lord, will you come and relieve my neck? Di, can you pray for me as well? Please, could you help my neck and my shoulders and all this tension to be loosed and go in Jesus' name? And with the help of some soluble Disprins as well, something clears and I feel better. This is the approach, I think, the Lord wants. It is not an either or, but we've got both. And Asa was only chose one way of doing it, and he faded and didn't continue in his life. I want to suggest to us that as Christians, we need to reach out to the Lord in times. A woman there in Mark chapter 5 spent all her money on the physicians. And do you know what it says? She grew worse. There's a number have gone through that in their lives. It says, okay, what is saying? Involve the Lord. She reached out and touched his garment as he passed through, and her body was completely brought back into equilibrium again. She got healed. Suggest to me that there is a healing virtue and anointing that comes from Jesus that we need to be reaching out and touching. It is not an automatic thing. It is not, even if we've got great faith, it may not always be there, but there is clearly there in Scripture. I didn't touch it, honest. This is my warm hand. I'll put it there. Okay, I won't touch it. I'll do it like that. Okay, so that's the start. Let me give you my introduction to here. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I was brought up in a Baptist church. I'd given my life to the Lord. I struggled through my teenage years. I drifted away, and then went on to work on a farm in Devon in a place called Sidmouth. And while I was there, the girl that I was engaged to started going off with somebody else because we were separated by 100 miles. And I don't think she found that easy. And another guy gave her lots of attention, and she started going off and sleeping with him. So that was not a good foundation for a marriage. So my engagement, I had to give the ring back, everybody. And so that gave me a little bit of a wake-up call, because my direction in life had all been planned around being with this person, and now that person had gone off, so I had to rethink my life. And I realized that I had drifted miles away from the Lord and came back to the Lord through a group of people in Sidmouth in Devon that ran a coffee bar. I got filled with the Spirit there, and as a result of being filled with the Spirit, I had a new interest in the supernatural. I loved the way they sang in tongues. I always loved singing in tongues. We were doing a bit this morning, weren't we? Amen. And I thought, more of it, you know. I wouldn't want to go, more, Lord, more, please. Come on, let us go up a little bit further. And I loved all that, all the harmonies and then the prophecy, all the in tongues and interpretation that would come, and we would be, oh, this is a supernatural realm that I'm excited about. You can't work it all out, and it's beyond the human understanding. It's wonderful. And they would pray healing for one another. And I signed up for a meeting in Ipswich, which is run by the Good News Crusade, a guy called Don Double. And I went to see Don Double, this great, burly, great man. And he preached on the Saturday night and said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The miracles that Jesus did then, he wants to do now. He hasn't stopped. He says, God wants to bring miraculous works among us all tonight. And then after he preached like that, and I was, and then he says, God is going to heal people tonight. And I went, well, we'll see. And then he said, there is somebody here. You had a crash. I see a picture of a white van. Now, that isn't the white van, but I thought I'd show you a picture of a white van crashing. Yeah, that's a good crash, isn't it? Up against the house. It says, when you had that crash, you hurt your back. And you hurt your, not only did you hurt your back, you hurt your legs as well. And God wants to heal you. Who is that person? Where is that person? And I thought, oh, either he's found out beforehand all about a person in this condition, or that is the Holy Spirit showing him some stuff. And he says, we want you to come out to the front, whoever that is. And this man put up his hand. He says, okay, will you come out to the front, please? This guy got up. Right to the front. And he said, we want you up here in front of us all, please. Will you sit down? The guy sat down. And I thought, well, he's definitely got a bad back. And his leg didn't look too good either. So he sat him down in front of us all, put the legs up together. It was all crooked. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus, and God is going to heal. And I thought, oh, we'll see. And this guy's leg went click, click, crunch, 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 straight out in front of everybody like that. And as he did that, and their leg went crunch, 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 everybody in unison went like that together. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and we're going to have a go. 1, 2, 3. No, come on, it was a lot louder than that. I know there's only a small, but let's try again. 1, 2, 3. That's right, it was like that. 300 people filling this hall on an Easter Saturday weekend. And I looked at it, and tears came down my face. And something went clunk, clunk like that. And I looked down at the ground to see what it was, what had dropped. Nothing had dropped. But inside, in my spirit, I heard chains coming off, and that was the clunk clunk on the ground. I was like, I can feel it now just talking to you about it. And it was like unbelief and a Western mindset that gripped my heart and my mind that wouldn't allow the miraculous, really, although I'd started, that it was there in front of me, had broken off. And so from that point on, I said, Lord, I would like to be used. Pleased to see healing. Please, Lord. Now, it's a hot afternoon, okay? And the temptation is that you're listening to me. I'm just going to put this aside. What I want you to do, could you get out of your seats? I haven't actually asked this, Di. I need to pray for you. Can we pray for you? So Di is going to sit on the chair there. Di has knee problems and back pain. Her back will often go out. And so I think the Lord has given me a lady with a very supple back that I need to pray for her, probably at least once a month, if not more regularly, so her back will come back again. So I want you to come round and just be part of my little, you know, this is what I do to pray. So I'm doing the Azer thing. Treatment, doctors, yes, we embrace, but asking Jesus to do his work as well. So could you all come round in a circle round here like this, and then just... and give me enough room to sit down on the floor and just be part of this. And this is partly because this is the hottest day of the year to keep you awake, and I will try and show you what we do. I had this thing, and lots of people have had to go home, but I had this thing that there are 9 people here with back trouble. Could you put up your hand if you sometimes get pain and difficulty in your back? You just need to put up your hand. 1, 2, 3. Die will be 4. 5. There's another 4 somewhere. It may not be all the time. It just may occasionally. You get these back twinges and you may wake up with back pain. Well, there's 4. I've got 4 out of the 9. So that's quite good. Okay. So this is what I do. Rather like that guy did all those years ago. No, I'm not going to do press-ups. I'm just going to sit here. And take my wife's legs and, okay, gonna put them out here. And just want you to come around this side, come around this side so you can see the difference, because there's difference in the length of legs, so you have to see from here. So come right round here, okay, and I'll see the difference in the size, the length of the legs, okay? This is to do, I think, I'm not a medic, I'm not a doctor, but they've told me tightness of muscles and sometimes even vertebrae that are slightly, have gone slightly off-center that needs to come back again. And okay, so I simply pray in the name of Jesus. So we say, just watch what happens. In Jesus' name, we speak to the back to come back. See, the legs are twisting slightly as they go round, and the thigh's right leg is lengthening. Just wait a little bit more. You're not doing that, are you? Not pushing?
No, I can feel it there.
You can feel it going down there. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And now this one is moving now, okay? I'll just wait a little while. Thank you, Lord. And then it stops. So I didn't pray a lot, did I? I just said, in the name of Jesus. So that's not particularly hard type of praying. There's no magical words. I did say in the name of Jesus because I just wanted to clarify that healing comes through the name of Jesus, amen, not through some new age wonderful power or, you know, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Right. I'm going to put that down gently. Di says I have to put them down gently because otherwise I'm going to pull the tightness in the muscles. Okay. Well, that's just a little. So we do that quite regularly. And Di feels all that pain seems to lift off. It's improvement. I'd love to feel if she's got knee problems that we can pray all that. So we keep praying that, but that is an ongoing issue. So, yeah. So who is out of those people that put up their
that
hand?
Helps the knees because I can walk better.
You can walk better.
Feel the same,
yeah. Okay. Who gets pain right in the centre, right back here? Who's that? It's one of the ladies. You put up your hand. They put up their hand
right
in the back.
In the centre, back there.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you, would you be happy just to sit down like Di and we can have a quick pray for you?
Sit down?
Yeah, on the chair there. And okay. And I'm going to just put your legs together like that. Could you come and help me? And could you put your finger like that on the leg that's shorter? And you probably need to be about here. Okay, I'm just going to lift the legs. Hope this is okay. Just lift the feet here. And I'm going to put them together. Do you see the difference? What would you say, difference in length?
I don't know. Can you put them together?
Yeah, a bit here.
I think that one's longer, but I think it's probably about that much, isn't it?
About half an inch, something like that. Yeah. I still work by inches. Would you like to put your finger just like that on that? That's right, yep. And just go like this. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
There we go. Have you been watching? You didn't even finish the end of your prayer. And it's grown. Do you know what's happened now? Look what's happened now. If I put them together, I'm just putting them together. I hope that isn't painful. Now, you have prayed, and that leg is now longer, having been shorter, it's now longer than the left leg. So we need to ask you a question. Do you mind being half an inch taller? Would that be okay? Is it all right?
Do I mind?
Yeah, do you mind?
No.
And we can pray for it to go right back.
Well, that's not very good, so...
Okay, you don't mind being half an inch taller. Okay. So if you'd like to put your finger on the other foot and just go, in Jesus' name,
in Jesus
we speak healing.
We speak healing.
Your name again?
Paulette.
Right into Paulette's back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, okay. I'll put them together. That's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah. Right back together again. Lord Jesus, I pray into Paulette right now, your healing anointing all the way through that back. I'm going to put them down gradually. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just speak it right now in Jesus' name that your power will be over Paulette. Thank you for this lady's creative openness to you and for her desire to help other people and be involved with other people. Thank you for the way she's caring, she's loving. And Father, thank you for the way you've given her ability to warm people's hearts, people that others don't naturally and easily get to, you've given their ability to draw their hearts and warm their hearts. Father, thank you for drawing her close to your comfort and your love. And you're doing something in a fresh way. You're bringing back something that she felt over years she's lost, but Lord, you're giving it back to her in a new way, and you're helping her, Lord, just to bring warmth, comfort, and love to others. I pray blessing on her today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is that okay? Who else gets these pains occasionally in their back? Yeah.
John, is there anything wrong with your leg?
Yeah, John.
Just a little bit there.
So where'd you get your pain, John?
Well, in the base of my spine.
In the base of your spine.
But
okay.
Knees are short as well.
Yep. I'm just doing a little bit. So we're just going to go for the spine. Yeah. And that's because we've got areas of faith. Yeah, and so we're going to go and pray. And we'll have another go at praying tomorrow as well, as faith grows amongst us. And so we'll have another go at praying for you then. But we're just going to go for the back. Okay. So I'm going to lift these legs up. And thank you, Lord. Way, that's a good one.
Yeah.
See the difference? Could you help?
Yeah.
Could you come around this side? You don't have to kneel down, but just put your finger here and just speak.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We speak healing to John's back.
We speak healing to John's back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Muscles.
Muscles.
Tendons. That are tight.
That are tight.
Just relax.
Just relax.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And healing go right through John.
And healing go right through John.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put them together. That's not bad. Good praying. Lovely praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just want to speak over John. There will be release and relief over that back in a new way, Lord. And your power be over him in Jesus' name. Amen. And I say, this is what I tend to say to people, try and encourage them. See how that is over the next 12 hours. I don't like some people say, you have been healed. Go away, you've been healed forever. Why? Well, there was a guy that visited us recently who had spent time with Trevor Deering. Trevor Deering, many of us know, tremendous healing ministry. He was praying for a lady once, and he felt the power of God come over. She had a serious cancer, and he said, you are healed. I can feel your healing just right now. She immediately stopped her medication. Sadly, her husband was not a believer and did not like her being prayed for anyway.
Yeah.
As she stopped her medicine, she deteriorated, very quickly died, and he took out and sued Trevor Deering for saying that she'd been healed. So he had to pay up big time. And I have learned not to make claims. I would say to people, see how that is over the next 12 hours. I have found many people have improved, but I'd rather leave that bit to the Lord.
Just out of interest, this foot is warm, and this tendon here was tight, which just as we prayed it.
Yeah, it's gone. Isn't that good?
Oh,
that's encouraging,
awesome.
Isn't it? Okay, now who else was suffered from these back twinges? I think we've got three, there's a couple more. It may not be big.
Mike.
Okay. Yours is a bit higher up.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do two things. We're going to pray. We're going to check your legs. I think I must have prayed maybe over 2,000 legs now, you know, through Africa and India and all the places I go. And I would say 99% of people have different length in their legs because of, you know, the way they carry things and do things and the different. And that will cause, sat down and spoken to osteopaths about it, that will cause tension and pain through the back. So there was one, what's the guy who shapes people's backs slightly and bangs them into all that? Osteopath, is he? Is it an osteopath? He was watching, that's right, he was a chiropractor. Yeah, chiropractor. Some good, some a bit rough. And some hurt, yeah, some. Anyway. This guy came and he was watching it happen. He says, that is very interesting. He says, you're not a chiropractor or medically trained. I says, no, not at all. And I just pray in Jesus' name. He says, could you pray for me that when I do my things, I might have that same anointing with me. I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, and I do this. But he says, what I see happening in seconds as you pray in the name of Jesus takes me 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, to get into, you know, with the banging, into shape. So to some people have said, oh, it's so lovely. I feel all the changes coming in my back. And instead of having to spend all that time under the chiropractor's fist and everything, it's coming about, you know, as you pray in Jesus' name. I think we are all able to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And so this is not an exclusive thing. It needs to be lots of training, but we do need to have a little faith to see it happen. And so I'm sitting here, and things are happening, I believe, because there's faith around. Yeah. And over the years, we've seen it, so there's an area of faith. Some people have said, does it always happen? I said, something always happens, because there's an area of faith. So this is what I'm believing to happen. As we pray, you'll see some improvement. See if you see that improvement. So if you can put your feet up, okay, and I turn them out. Here we go. Actually, it's all the people we prayed for all have the right leg shorter. Is Evesham on a slope or something? sorry. We're trying to have fun as well.
That's a walking wing.
Is it John?
Yes.
John, can you come and put your finger here, John? Okay, now John, the short prayers. Short prayers. Yeah. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we pray for healing.
Really, really short, John. It has to be in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray for healing.
Yeah, right, John, it's happened already. It's happened already. No, I'm being a little bit rude. Forgive me. No. John, it's good praying, but you've prayed and it's now grown a whole lot longer.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably too many words. Right. No, it's not too many. Sorry, I'm joking. this happens again and again. He has probably got two twists in his back. So you pray one bit and it comes out, and then you've got to pray the other side as well. Okay. So if you put your finger on the other foot, mm-hmm. I just go, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
There it goes. So you didn't even say, may it be healed. You just said, in Jesus' name. It's not magic words. It's just declaring in the name of Jesus. So if I put them together now, that's pretty good. Yeah? They're exactly the same. So we speak. We speak healing. Sorry, your name again?
Mike.
Up through Mike's back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, could I get you to do it all to do something different? Because this is a lot of, it's probably an afternoon where we need to be doing things. Could you all get your arms, and don't hit anybody, get into a little space. You put your arms right out, and then throw your arms together like that in front of you, so they're both straight, and throw them together. And then look at them to see if they both line up. Most of us will, our backs will line up. Do it again, John. John, you're half an inch out. Anybody else out?
Yeah. Mine don't. My hand is smaller than the other because I had an accident.
Okay. But they don't line up because the hand is smaller. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yours is a little bit out, John.
Mine are very.
So you get some people. We had one lady, when she put her arms together, there was a whole hand difference in the length of her arms. But usually it's just a small, half an inch or quarter of an inch. Just do it again. Oh, yours is right, John. Okay. And yours right, John. And every time you do it. Okay, just gather around here. If you come and stand up in the front here. Just gather around here. Okay. So we need to come right close so you can see this. Okay. So again, so things in the back, often at the base of the back go wrong. Also the top of the spine too. Okay. So I'm going to just do this to start with. And we're just going to pray in the name of Jesus. So, now just watch the end of the fingers. Nobody's going to push or pull or anything. We just speak now, in the name of Jesus, healing into John's neck, right now in Jesus' name. I think it went already. Yeah, there it goes. It's gone already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where John has tension at times, and top of the back, neck comes tight, we release him right now. In Jesus' name, speak your healing in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, there's a bit more. Lord, thank you for John. Thank you for his desire. This man desires to see good things. Lord, he would like to take the whole church with the tremendous inspiration and ideas he has. And Lord, please could you help him? And with the frustration that he sometimes feels and the things he would love to see everyone doing. Father, could you sow in something strong and prophetic which inspires and helps the body to come together in an increasing way, and helps, Lord, that some of these ideas and things he's given, Lord, would you sow them into the life of the fellowship that are picked up and embraced together. And John will know that you're using him powerfully, and the frustration and all the other stuff will just lift off, and your love and your power will work through him in Jesus' name. And he is the planting of the Lord in this place. This is not a mistake. Amen. This is your will, your purpose. There's an anointing from you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What we're trying to do is combine healing and hearing God's voice together. And the Lord often uses that, right? And he's putting strength in John. Backbone, strength. He's healing some things, I believe. Mm-hmm. See how that is, John?
Okay.
That's 24 hours.
Right.
Now, I don't know anybody here, really. So if I've got it slightly wrong, don't worry. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Right, who else was it? John, you? Just have a go. Let's have another go. And I get somebody else to pray. Would you be willing to pray with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, just put your arms aside and then throw them together. It was a bit more just now. Just do it again. And throw them full length, right? Fingers right out like that. And then throw them together as quick as possible. Don't try and overcorrect when you bring them together. Ooh! It is quite high.
Either or.
Yeah, that's quite high. So, okay. I'm going to put my hand here. Okay, on the base. Do you want to put your hand just under there and just a bit along back there so they're both there, okay? And you just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We speak to the neck.
We speak to the neck.
To come right back into line right now.
To come right back into line.
And your healing power just.
I'm not making this happen.
You can feel it happening, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, great praying. It's lovely. Oh. Now, some people can feel it happening, and I'm standing here going, oh, I know it's hot, but I don't want to go on the floor. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So, is this John? Not John. She's John as well. I thought, oh, the other one was John. John. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this man, Lord. Thank you for John. Thank you, Lord. You want to bring a new release of life and of new delightful things. This man is a carrier of the good things. He's a transporter of the good things that you have. And there's some delightful new things he's stirring in your spirit. He's cooking up new things that are in you and through you that you'll be able to bring. He says, no longer are you the one to implement them, but you can bring those new things. You can be a carrier of those new things. Your face, your joy, your yes and amen are wonderful things that the Lord's got. He's anointing you, and he's giving you a fresh new day, fresh new healing, fresh new power that will come. And I believe, just sense and feel this, that there's new anointing in these hands that will carry healing anointing for you and for others around you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is this your heart's desire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good. Lord, may it be so.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to do some more, but should we sit down for a little while and then just do a little bit of this? Yes, we'll get
that later.
Nikki and Steve put their hands up, and I will pray for those people. And we will pray for those people, hopefully, in a few more minutes. Okay, so how are we doing? Have I lost Di? I've lost my wife.
She was there a minute
ago. She was there a minute ago, yeah. She'll come back, honest, she'll come back. So, anyway, that was the next little picture. That was the guy when he went and sat down again after his legs had been straightened. And he walked a little bit like that when he was placed. And I thought, well, he hasn't been healed properly, he says. And somebody said, Roger, when all that leg and all that crookedness has come back, you feel a little bit funny just trying to walk immediately. And sure enough, by the time the conference was finished, he was just walking normally. He'd been healed, tremendous healing. So this is me, just a few little, these are little testimonies. This is me in Chennai, in India, speaking to the youth. Just bring it down. My hands are too warm or something. And there I am, sort of speaking to these youth. And I was telling them what I've been telling you, and they were so excited. Most of them put their hands up for some sort of backache. India, I find, a lot of guys get backache. Again, they don't get this right. And yes, not all the Indians had backache. They were quite strong and fit people. But a number of these guys had backache, so they got in little groups to pray. I showed them how to do it with one, and then they got on and did it themselves. One of these guys, I haven't got a picture of which one it is, had a crooked leg, so he walked with a crooked leg. And he didn't have a girlfriend, I wonder why, and he would walk with his crooked leg like that. Good-looking young man, one of these young guys. So they sat him down and prayed for his leg to grow. And then one of them said, and may it straighten right now. And his leg went like, his foot went straight, and they screamed with delight. And so on the Sunday morning, testimony time. And one of the testimonies, this guy says, so Roger came and he talked to us about healing and discipleship. He says, we had a great youth event, he says, and they prayed for my legs and it grew and my foot straightened. Do you remember how I walked? This is how I walk now. And he walked up and down like this. Just applauding. They were just so full. And all these young people had a new, fresh faith to see healing. I wanted to pray for their friends. I wanted to pray for one another. Now, the leg thing and the back thing, well, lots of things we pray for is difficult to see what's happening. If you pray for my heart or my kidneys and everything, nobody really knows what's happening. But with a leg coming right, you can see something happening, and it increases faith. And this is why we do it. And we do it together because we can see something. So I was trying to do that with these guys, and they saw, and they went beyond what we said and saw that person healed. Same weekend, I was talking about healing and the way to do it, way not to do it. I was trying to say, don't spend too long with special words and special prayers. Really simple, straightforward. You know, don't beg, don't plead. Just say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And this lady had a shoulder problem. She had a frozen shoulder, couldn't move her shoulder, and she suffered from depression. She couldn't pick up her children, her little ones, and she suffered from depression. And she had neck pain. So I said, there's somebody here, you have neck pain here, it comes around just shoulder, and then who is that, please? And put up her hand. I've done this so many times, it's not a big deal. You know, and so this lady responded, she came out the front. I was about to pray, I just had this little prompting. Get one of the younger girls to pray. Oh, I've got this thing. I am 65, coming on 66 in January, and I want to pass this on to as many people as possible. If they see me doing it and they think, oh, we need Roger back. Number one, that's very expensive, going from England all the time. Number two, they miss out on doing it themselves. They can do it. So that's why I'm trying to give it away to as many people as possible. I do have to say something. When you start praying for healing, there is a bit of a cost. You are mocked. You're accused of all sorts of things. Often you get struck yourself. Your family gets struck. But I tell you what, all that taken into account, it's a wonderful thing to bring the healing and the power and the word of God to other people. And I still go on doing it, whatever came across my path. And so but I want to give it away to people so that they'll do it. So this little girl, I say, could you pray in Jesus' name? This back will come back, this top of the shoulder will come back in the name of Jesus. So this little girl, in Jesus' name, I prayed. I said, keep your eyes open, watch. So she was. And this lady, who has, she was a big difference in her arms. She just begins to go, like, her arm goes out like this. She goes, and everybody's watching, because she's a bit loud. And it comes all the way like that. And then she lifts her arm up, not being able to lift it for 9 years. I told people it was 7 years, and the pastor, wife of the fellowship, no, 9 years, corrected us, 9 years. They've been praying for her for 9 years. It was like a little spark of faith, an English man that looks like a giraffe visiting them, and it was just a spark of faith that ignited something that they'd done all the praying for 9 years. She was crying because a whole dark weight over her head, she felt coming off her head like that and just going and lifting off. And 9 years' depression went in one simple little girl's praying. Wow. The other little thing, the little girl was riding on the faith that had come, having seen it happen many, many times. So that's why I'm trying to get people doing it. Do it a few times. People say, I don't believe in healing. So how many times have you prayed for healing? Oh, twice, it never worked. It says, listen, try 100 times and see if one works. And if you've tried 100 times and seen one or two, you'll have faith to keep going and do it. And then you'll find that lots of answers will come and you'll keep doing it. There's so many hidden things in this. I'm trying to do my best to get across to you. Anyway, this lady, she was so thrilled. She's got a good smile, isn't she? She smiled, yeah.
So did God heal her through the young girl that was using the vehicle, or was it your face?
No, she was healed through the young girl's praying. I didn't pray, she prayed, I said, in Jesus' name.
Did the girl need to believe that she could be healed by God?
Listen, this is what I believe. I believe the faith comes from here. Somewhere there is faith, okay? So the little girl, she was just being obedient. She was just being, say this. And she began to say it, and she felt it coming her as she was praying. And she was crying. She felt this feeling coming through her. She was faith. Now, she now has got faith to pray for that sort of thing. Do you remember the four men that are lowered through the roof?
Yeah.
And for Jesus, and Jesus said to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven. And it says, and then it was the faith of the four people in the room. So it wasn't the paralytic's faith, it was the faith of the four people. Okay? And so Jesus responded to their faith. So we can be part of it. You know, I've seen people bring their friends for healing. And they're the ones who were, their friends couldn't be bothered. They've just been dragged to the meeting. And they've had the faith and they've gone up, blow me down, the lady's been healed. So there is this element of faith around. So that's what I believe. Okay? Okay, so this, I want to do some teaching and some testimonies, mostly testimonies. This guy is called John. John is with the Lord now. John was part of our fellowship at Henley. John got something called trigeminal neuralgia. Don't know lots about this, but I've heard it talked about, and he talked about it quite a bit. It's a pain that's in the area of the jaw. There is some difficulty in trying to prevent this horrible pain continuing. And in John's case, they medicated him with a tremendous number of painkillers that didn't actually have lots of effect. It's very difficult to get to the root of the pain. I think this suggests where the pain comes from the upper jaw area, and is a nerve associated pain. Some people have been operated on successfully. John is in his 80s, so they didn't want to operate on him. So they drugged him up to the eyeballs to try and reduce the pain. There was a little bit of reduction in pain, but not lots. He tried to have a normal life, and so with his two sticks, he would go out into the town, and he fell about three times. His face was blue, black and blue all over. His breathing was affected. And I saw him. He's a lovely Christian. He loves the Lord. He's a man of the Word. Loves the Bible. Not quite sure of the charismatic things, but he loves the Word of God. And I thought we were going to lose him. And he says to me, he says, Roger, James chapter 5 says, if you're sick, call the elders of the church, and they will anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith will make the sick well. So he says, I'm believing the word of God. Would you please come round with some oil and bring another elder with you? Would you please bring this elder with you? Very prescriptive. And come and pray. So we go around John's house with our oil, with our Bibles, and ready to pray. If you read that little section, it says, if anyone has sinned, let him confess his sins to one another and pray for one another. So as I was going through, I said, John, let's read this little passage in James. And it says, this little bit, if anyone has sinned, let him confess his sin and pray for one another so that they will be healed. I said, John, do you know of any sin in your life at all that may be blocking your healing? He says, no, Roger, I've gone to the Lord in prayer about this, and I've prayed about this. It's nothing that I'm doing or feel. I'm living a righteous man. I don't go to the nightclub. I don't watch porn on the telly. This is an 84-year-old. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. But that wasn't a problem. And he says, but maybe this one little thing I was prompted about. He says, I'm a bit critical of the leaders in the church at times. So, it's all right, John. We could just pray that quickly. And actually, he was quite critical. And if you preached, you got a little bit of a rundown of what John disagreed with and what you could improve on and what the leadership should have been doing. So he prayed this simple prayer, Lord, please just forgive me for being critical of the leadership. I just release that to you and just pray your blessing on the leadership. And he's a lovely prayer. He used to pray for us every day. And so we do that. We get our oil. We anoint him. John, we forgive you. All your sins are forgiven. We anoint you with oil. We speak healing over you right now in Jesus' name. And then we left. So we've done our bit, done the elders' bit. Next day, I was hoping that he might ring up. Nothing. After a week goes by, I thought, oh, well, we did what we could. And then I got this phone call. Roger, it's John here. Oh, John, nice to hear your voice. How are you? I said, well, I just wanted you to know that after you and the other guy came with me, prayed for me on Monday, this was Friday night, I have had no more pain since you prayed. I didn't want to phone you straight away, and just in case it came back again. But he says, I am free from pain. I just thought you'd like to know. So on the voice, John, that's very good. Very good to hear. Thank you for letting us know. God bless you. May it continue. In Jesus' name, put the phone down. Oh, Lord, thank you. You're a answering God, you hear. And sort of did a little merry dance. So on Sunday morning, John turns up. No more crutches, no more sticks, face that was all blue, healing up now, looking bright as a button. So we did a bit of worship, and I said, okay, let's have a bit of testimony time. Anybody got any testimonies of what God's been doing? Silence. Okay, anybody got anything that they might sort of want to share that's sort of good news for them? Silence. Anybody got any answers to prayer that they may feel they want to share with us? And from the back, John stands up. I think Roger is trying to prompt me to tell you that according to James chapter 5, that the elders need to anoint with oil and pray for the sick, that after anointing of Roger and Barbara and Richard, they came around and prayed for me. I have been free of pain from my trigeminal neuralgia. I believe this is a work of the Lord. And everybody, do you know what? I've talked to some people who have suffered from trigeminal neuralgia. Now, John, he lived another 12 years and died a few years ago now. He never suffered from trigeminal neuralgia again. He did have other difficulties, and when you're dying, there's quite a lot of things that, you know, it's difficult to get through. He had all sorts of skin diseases and things. But the trigeminal neuralgia, that 24-hour pain, which they sometimes call the suicide disease, some people will take their lives because they cannot bear 24 hours of pain. But he was well into the year. That gave fresh faith in our fellowship to get prayed for. I got told off because I tell that story a little bit in fun, and I try and act John's voice. And so some of the people felt, that's a little bit rude, Roger, but they loved it, really, because one of their people had been healed like that. So there's lots of avenues that the Lord uses to bring about healing, and it's not just one way, and he does it. And so we want to be open to it. So what do we base our healing on? Promises in the Old Testament. It's nice to have these firm things. There are promises. He said, Exodus, I haven't got the verses written down. Exodus, he says, he will heal all your diseases. The character of God. God is a healing God. His character is healing. He always, if you listen to testimonies, it's wonderful, isn't it, when people get restored, relationships get healed. He wants to do that. Jesus' ministry was a ministry wherever he went, he healed the sick. He preached the kingdom and he demonstrated it by healing. And when the kingdom of God breaks in, there's going to be the power of the kingdom breaks in. When Jesus returns and we go to heaven, all the new heavens and the new earth, it says, no more death, no more crying, no more diseases. We're going to be healed. And we're bringing in, when we say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there sickness in heaven? No. We're bringing in the kingdom of God now. So that's why we can pray these prayers and see it, God. And Jesus trained his disciple. His very last words on earth, he says, go into all the earth and preach the good news, preach the gospel, baptizing people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded. What did he command them to do? He sent them off into the towns and the byways, two by two, to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Yeah, plus to raise the dead. Bit of a challenge, that one. Book of Acts is full of the gifts of the Spirit being outworked. Peter and John going up to the temple and the man there asking for alms. So he prays and he gets fresh arms, fresh legs. He goes leaping and praising God into the temple. Okay, you missed that one, didn't you? Never mind. And so he passes it on. He loves passing it on. Jesus didn't keep it to himself. He didn't say, I am the Messiah. You can see by my miracles. He passed it on to his disciples. The disciples taught and trained those that went with them to do it. The 72, he taught the 72. They're not even... I'm one of those nameless ones. And you're one of those nameless ones that can carry the healing presence of God. Okay. Mark chapter 16 says this, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. People argue over what the greater things means. Let's not worry too much about that. Just let's be doing the works that he was doing. Okay, so let me just illustrate this one. Copying prayer. There's a guy called Ian Andrews, who we had in our fellowships and we learned from. And Ian Andrews had a particular style of prayer. Here we go like this. Now, if you feel a bit sleepy, just be warned. I'm just going to do something that may, it won't shock people, but just be there. So he would pray like this. He would pray really gently. Lord, I just want to speak your healing presence right now. And as he said that, people would shake and there would be sort of strong reaction. I thought, whoa, I like that type of praying. I want to pray like that. And he taught us to receive words of knowledge, pictures, impressions from other people and get that and then pray for those people. And so I was in this meeting with the Jubilees. These are people 60 and above. Jubilees meeting. It's a great place to get words of knowledge for healing. Because when you're 60, 70, 80, or 90, you've got something wrong. And so it's a good place to get words. And so I was reaching out to the Lord, and I got this word, angina. And I thought, angina, what's that? I thought it was hair loss. You can see which I suffer a little bit from. And my medical terms are not good. That's alopecia, isn't it? Anyway, but I saw angina, so I thought it was something to do with the hair. And then I got a picture of one of these. Heart. So there's somebody here that needs some prayer for their heart. And so I said these two things, and all these people said, yeah, Roger, you get angina in the heart. That's why you've got that picture. Oh, okay, that's good. Well, it's not good. But and so I said, who's the person with angina here? Who's the person with angina here? So this lady put up her hand. And so I said, okay, we're going to come pray for you. Now, I looked at this lady, and I knew that 3 years previous to this, her husband had died. And she had gone around with this sort of head down, just all the life in her had drained away. There was no joy in her life. She walked around with this like grave clothes on her. Well, that's understandable in your 80s. So I came up to pray, and I knew what I was going to pray. I was going to pray that this darkness and like the spirit of death that was over her would go in Jesus' name. Ian Andrews type praying. So I went across, got another lady to put her hand over her heart, and I put my hand on top of hers, and I gently went, in Jesus' name, we speak to this darkness to go in the name of Jesus, like that. And this lady, as I said, go in the name of Jesus, she went back, her head went back, her arms went floppy on the sides, her legs went floppy. Now, we hadn't seen lots of this before, but this lady, everybody just looked and looked to me and says, what have you done? And I thought, she's dead. Her heart stopped. And I thought, oh, I missed the first aid training I should have gone to. I can't remember what you do. Do you get her in a recovery position? Do you give her a you know, how many times do you press her heart? And are you meant to breathe in her as well? I thought, oh, I was really, really just... I didn't know what to do. Now, what we're taught to do in the church as leaders is this. There may be everything going on in front of you, and you have no idea what's happening, but you just stand there and look as if you're in control. Yes, right. You just, that's right. I'm handling this. It's all right. And so I just stood there and smiled. Inside, I would go, oh, no, what am I going to do? Just smiled. Thankfully, that little gap of time was enough for this lady. I'm going like, oh, 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 I do feel better. In which I went, yeah, so do I. I'm glad the praying works. And a month later, when we had our next Jubilees meeting, this lady was there. And she says, do you remember I got prayed for last month? She said, yeah, we remember. And she says, well, I went to have my heart checked. She says, my blood pressure has gone down. She said, the readings on my heart have improved. She says, and the doctor checked my eyesight because I've been having failing eyesight with the angina. She says, my eyesight has improved as well. And at 84, that's not bad, is it? And everybody just, more prayer. So when the next little words of knowledge, people putting up their hands, we want to get prayed for. We want to see God move. So a lot of this is to do with faith. Let me just give you one more. This is Fred Ingram, former mayor of Oxford. He ran something in his retirement. He's in his 80s. He ran something in the middle of Oxford where next to the bus station, they ran this elderly people sort of club, and they would take baggage of people who would come to the station, and because they had to wait 4 or 5 hours for the bus, for a little sum, they'd store their luggage and everything. Really good way of making some money. And so Fred ran this, and he came to the Oxford Fellowship in the cinema and became a believer through Alpha. And they'd heard that Roger was quite good on the Holy Spirit talk and also on the Does God Heal Today talk. So I went in and did my talk, tell my little testimonies. And I don't know if I told this story last night. Anyway, one lady got prayed for, and I said, that you've got something wrong with your scalp. It wasn't angina. You've got something wrong with your scalp here, and it's really itchy, and there's some damage to your scalp, and God wants to heal that. So I walked across to pray for this lady, and as I prayed for her, she felt something happening on her head, going off, warmth going through her head, and she could feel it. And this lady had had a stroke, and so her normal sort of very controlled way of doing things had gone. And so you could say, oh, I can feel warmth, I can feel it going through my head. Oh, oh. And then she was going out, and everybody was looking around, so, oh, there's something happening to this lady. And so everybody was putting their hands up then to get prayed for. 2.5 hours later, Fred is there. He says, Roger, I'd like to go through all the things I have wrong with me. He went through this. Kidneys were wrong, his liver was wrong, his heart was wrong, his breathing was wrong. He'd been into this operation, that operation, and he'd had a crash where his hip was broken and in 11 places, and his leg was 3 inches shorter than the other, and he has a build-up on his shoe, etc., etc., etc. So I said, Fred, I've prayed for everybody here. I'm exhausted, but I'd like to have a go at praying for your hip to come right. Could you sit down in this chair and we'll pray for your hip? So I prayed for Fred's hip. There was this build-up of his shoe, and his shoe was still shorter. The build-up of the shoe was still shorter. I prayed in the name of Jesus. Nobody else was around. I couldn't get them to pray. And his leg grew 1 inch and then stopped. Prayed again, nothing. Prayed again, nothing. So it stopped. So I thought, well, let's just encourage him to go home. I said to him, Fred, would you go home tonight? When you're in your bed, just pray a simple prayer. Lord, Roger prayed, and it only went 1 inch. Could you do the rest, please? And an 84-year-old man did exactly what I said, first time. He went and did that. He said, a little while later, he felt his leg going down the sheets and moving down the sheets as he prayed that prayer. And then he went, woof, he was out. Next morning, he said, he got up and he walked. He could only walk 300 yards with a stick and his big shoe, which has gone somewhere, with his shoe. And so he walks his 300 yards. And he feels good. So he does another 300 yards. He does another 300 yards. And he's still feeling good. He lifts his stick up, doesn't need his stick. And he walks another 300 yards. He says, I don't know if it's true, he says he did 3 miles of walking. This is a guy that could only walk 300 yards with excruciating pain. He comes back, and his wife is at the door, Liz. Fred, where have you been? I said, says, I've been for a 3 mile walk. Fred, you can't do that. You'll be in agony. He says, I won't be in agony. I have been healed. And he was. The next Sunday was a celebration in the ABC cinema in Oxford. And Fred was there and he came up to me and he said, Roger, there's a little stage in front of the screen. And everybody had gone, they're all going, everybody at the door, all the celebrations is over. He said, Roger, look at this. And he walks like that. Back was front, no stick, back was front, forward. Straight as anything. And I began to cry. I said, Fred, I don't think I've seen a miracle quite like that before. That's amazing. And I looked at him and said, why didn't you tell us during the meeting? And then you could have testified about it. Oh, he says, I forgot. And what's more, he says, I've got something against you. And I thought, what have I done? He says, it's cost me 80 quid to get a new pair of shoes. And then he smiled at me. And then He told that story everywhere he went, that God's a healing God. And I went home and I said, Lord, why didn't Fred say it before? Why did you let him just say it at the end? And I felt him say something. He says, Roger, the thing is, you would have got the glory and not me. Fred will tell his story. And I tell his story because it's a wonderful story. God does it. He died at 102. And he could walk. He had lots of other things wrong, but he could walk. And God gave him a good sense of life. I've done that one before. So, very quickly, how do we pray? Let's pray with faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, have your faith stirred, you know, today. Have a go. Listen, people say to me, yes, but Roger, what about all the people that we don't get healed? He says, listen, I have no real special answers. But this is what I say to people. People say, I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to pray healing for people because I'm too disappointed if they don't get healed. And I say to people, it's all right saying what about the people that don't get healed, but what about the people that do get healed? Yeah. Somebody had to have a go for those people to get healed. And they may be few and far between, the big ones, but well, let's have a go at the little ones. Let's have a go at all the back troubles. Let's have a go at the migraines? Let's have a go at the migraines. I've got scores of people still coming to me. Roger, you prayed for my migraines, and I've never had them again. And I go, oh, thank you, Lord. A person's lived without migraines. It's worth it. I may have prayed for 10 people, but one of them has got healed. What about the people that do get healed? Okay, sorry, I'm getting emotional about this. Secondly, pray commanding prayers. Often people will come, it's not wrong, I guess. They go, please, please, Lord, this lady's such a nice lady. She's so good, she's so loving. That isn't the basis that people get healed on. How good they are, how nice they are, how kind they are. Healing happens when people declare in faith the word of God. So I try and teach people, have a go. In Jesus' name. What does that mean? I'm standing here as if Jesus was standing here. I'm one of his disciples. It means a little Jesus, a little disciple of Jesus. And I'm standing here and I'm saying, in his name, be healed. How can I say in his name? Because I've got a relationship with Jesus. You know, so I can speak in his name. Okay? So pray commanding prayers. Now, if you're praying for a cancer and you say, you have been healed, I try and encourage people not to do that. So in Jesus' name, we speak to the root of this to go in the name of Jesus. And then I leave it. I don't go on. Some people say, go on until you get the result. You could be there many hours. Pray short prayers. Length doesn't get the job done. That's why I was messing around a little bit and saying, you know, don't pray a long prayer, just a short one. I even find people go, and it's already happened. Yeah. What's that saying? It's not your prayers. It's the work of the Lord Jesus. You're just saying, I have faith. You might even say, Lord, and it happens. You're speaking faith. Okay, short prayers. Pray from having heard God with words of knowledge. Those little impressions that we were speaking about, God wants to do it. Pray with compassion, leaving the person helped. I hope those people got prayed for in the front there. You went away feeling reasonably encouraged. It wasn't too traumatic, was it? No. Okay.
Proxy prayers.
I don't have great faith in proxy prayers. When people come to me and say, I want to pray, can we pray on behalf? I'll always pray for them. Please, Lord, bring your healing to that person. I pray this person here who's right. I'd like to pray over that person that's there. May the anointing come on this person so when they go home and pray in Jesus' name, it will happen through them. So that's what I tend to do. Now, some people have seen proxy prayers work amazing. I've got room to grow. Yeah, pray with compassion, leaving the person help. Anointing. Just trying to say, there is something about being in this zone of the anointing of God. So I say to some people, can you just pray for me right now? And we're around the kitchen all together. And I say, any chance of coming to the meeting tomorrow? Because when the anointing of Jesus is there in the worship and the presence of God is around, there's something called the anointing, the enabling, I call it the enabling power of God, that is unusually there, which hires the area of faith, and we can do things. There is faith in this room. There is anointing in this room right now because we've been listening to what the Lord has been doing, and we've got faith to have a go. That will enable us to have more of a go. That's an anointing. So I like bringing people into the anointing. I try to do it wherever I go. I'm into ballroom dancing. I'm learning how to do it. So I go to, I'm also a pastor and love the supernatural. So I go to this social, and the man who's teaching us, brilliant dancer, and his very lovely wife, she is very beautiful, isn't she? And she's a very beautiful wife. She's pregnant, okay? So I'm saying, how are you doing? How is the baby? She says, well, it's quite, it's so hot, and my back is just... it's just so painful. And before I realize that, out of my mouth it's coming. Oh, we love in our church praying for people's backs, and we sit them down and pray for them. So what am I saying? You know, this is no Christian, this is not a Christian event. And says, would it be all right if I have a go at praying for you along with Eva? You know, this is a Polish girl, and she says, she's not a Christian either. So it's just, and so she says, oh well, I'll try. So she sits down. She sits down, very pregnant, sits down and put her legs together like this. And I'm praying in Jesus' name, and her leg grows out like that. And I'm thinking, this is the ballroom dance teacher. It works even there. And she goes, and I go, see how that is? She says, oh, I felt that. And she sees me a few weeks later and says, that was quite impressive, that praying stuff. And my back was better. And so it works out there as well.
Amen.
So there's anointing that comes. So that's the anointing. There's testimony. We're talking about testimony. We need to hear testimony again and again. We need to have words of knowledge. Just got a few minutes. I went out to do this. Some other churches heard me doing this sort of stuff. And they said, Roger, could you come along to Marlow? Marlow's just down the road from us. Do my little talk on healing. It was an afternoon service. Some people were asleep. Other people were listening. And right at the end, I have my words of knowledge. So I write them down on my little pad. Got my little pad. I'll bring it, show you in a minute. And this lady here, this is what I felt. 50-50% chance of getting it right. Man or a lady. And lady here, you have pain right at the base of your spine, or I think it's called the coccyx. And that causes your leg, you have, what's the word when you get that, and pain through your leg, through the back pain?
Sciatic.
There's a sciatic pain through your leg. And then I see a picture of tablets. He goes, you've been on medication? And then I'm going, Lord, how long? 3. You've been on medication for 3 weeks, because you wouldn't go on it for 3 days. So you've been on medication for 3 weeks, and then it hasn't worked. It says, God wants to heal you. There is a doctor sitting there. This doctor is responsible for the caesareans at a prestigious hospital locally to us. So she's in charge of the caesareans. She comes along to the fellowship. She's a little bit cynical of people. Oh, God, heal me of this. God, heal me of that. I got prayed for. She says, medically, that doesn't really tie together. But she hears a word about coccyx pain, sciatica down her left leg, 3 weeks of medication. She has been self-medicating. She has done it for three weeks, and there has been no improvement. She thinks, bother it. This is me. I have a decision to make. Do I let these unknowing, unknowledgeable people pray for me, or do I dismiss it and go home? And she makes a decision. She says, I'm going to let them pray for me. She sits down and watches her leg grow, gets up, and there is no pain in her leg and her back. She starts crying a little bit. She comes back on the following Sunday, stands up in front of them, and tells the story. She says, this person who tells his stories and things. It was quite interesting, she says. And then there's a word of knowledge which describes my condition. I cannot deny it. I've been a doctor. I've been medicating for 3 weeks. I have pain at my coccyx, and I've got sciatica. It says, after they prayed, and my leg, I think it was a younger girl doing the same thing, praying, you know, with instructions. She says, I was healed. She says, I just want to say, I apologize for my cynicism as a doctor. I want to encourage you. It's worth having a go, but get some healing prayer. God uses both. Please be encouraged. When he told me that story, the other pastor, I just thought, thank you, Lord. We may be foolish in the world's eyes, but in God's eyes, he loves willing people that will carry his good stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
Messengers of his good stuff. That's all we're trying to be. So come on, let's have a go. Let's have a go. I've done that, lady. Just finishing off. Let's be a helping and healing people. We need to be secure that we're sons and daughters and that we can carry Jesus' healing presence. So I'm going to encourage you. Anybody know where this is?
Dubai.
Not Dubai.
It's Toronto.
Toronto. Yeah. There's the Toronto Tower. And Diane and I went to Toronto. We did love it. We just got really refreshed and helped by the people there. And the family we were staying with said, Roger, you must go up to the CN Tower. And he said, the guy said, I'm not being able to do it. I can't stand it. I can't do it. But there is a glass floor. It says there in Toronto, yeah. There is a glass floor. And if you stand on the glass floor, you can see right down the traffic and the people below you. It used to be the highest observation tower in the world. And it's been beaten by one in Malaysia, I think. And so I went out and I thought, great, I'm going to do that. That's wonderful. So got up to the place where the glass was, and I was about to step out on the glass. I was about to go like that, and my stomach went all funny like that, and I couldn't do it. So I was stupid. Well, of course you can do it. And I couldn't do it. It was like it was a barrier. I couldn't get my foot out. So I closed my eyes. Roger, that glass has had thousands, if not a million people standing on it. It is not given way. In fact, that glass has been through such safety treatment that is probably more secure than the cement that you are standing on now. It is a stable place that you can stand on, Roger. Stand on it. So with my eyes closed, I put my foot out and my next foot and stood. And it didn't give way. And I opened my eyes and looked down. But I was already on the glass. So I walked on it. And I walked on it. And I went backwards and forth. I was so secure, I ran on it. And then I even jumped on it. Like that. And as I jumped on that actual pane of glass, it went, ee, like that. Because it has to have some movement because of the heat and the contracting. So it was a little squeak, a little bit. And then I got my son on my shoulders. He was with me. And we ran around. He was on my shoulders. And we were going around having great fun. And then I saw people on the edge going, I can't do it, I can't do it. I went up to them. You can do it. That place where you're standing on now is probably less strong than the glass. It says, all you need to do is close your eyes, give me your hand. So there's three or four good-looking girls that I didn't realize that their boyfriends were looking out the window, but I was telling these girls on this glass, said, give me your hand. It says, right, now take this step onto the glass. And then, right, now open your eyes. It's okay. And then they were walking around. And then I did it with another one and did another one. I felt as if the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Roger, this is what it's like drawing people into my supernatural gifting and presence and healing. And I want you to do it and keep doing it and enjoy doing it and inspire others to do it as well. And the ground they're standing on is safe ground. I will turn up for them. And I went, yes, Lord. So I want to try and say to you, we can do this. We can do this. It's probably the hottest day on the year. I want to commend you for sticking around and doing it. We're going to just ask the Holy Spirit to give you, right now, little impressions, little words, little aches in your body. What are these aches in the body? You're sitting here and you think, why am I aching here? It's probably what we call a sympathetic pain, because somebody here suffers from something similar and God wants to heal them. Okay? Just these little things that will come together. So Holy Spirit, could you come right now and just give us some of these little impressions, these little words that you want to bring. It's going to be 1 minute silence, and then I'm going to try and ask you whether you've got anything. Little picture, little impression, little sympathetic pain. These are words of knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You may see it like a little word in front of you. I got a bit of a strange one in front of me. I've just got this word, bowel. It's like that. That means there's somebody here that's got a particular difficulty, an area that God wants to touch and repair and bring some healing to. So in a minute, I'm going to ask that person, whoever they are, just have the courage for us to have a go at praying. You may have got something else, just little simple things. Another half a minute. Okay. Could you help me? You may not be all that clear. And maybe you feel, well, do I risk it or not? My encouragement would be, give it a go. Give it a risk. Step out on the glass. If you think you've got something, it could be a little word of knowledge, it could be a little impression for healing, could you just put it in your hand? Maybe I've rushed it a little bit. I think you've got something. Hold it a sec. Just keep your hand up. Just hold it a sec. Anybody else? Did you put up your hand, Di? You did put up your hand. Good. There's two. Okay, there's three of us. Okay. Do you want to start? Okay.
I had something right through there.
Okay, right by that area of the hand. Okay. Has somebody got something wrong with their left hand? Sometimes we get pain, so it could be associated with pain. What I've found over the years is the pain comes on the area of difficulty, so it's not always associated with pain. Sometimes it's to do with, that's the area. So if somebody has something wrong with their hand, you were pointing to there, it could well be the whole wrist area or muscle into that area. Does somebody suffer that? You suffer. Okay. So we're going to have a go at praying for Di in a second. Okay. I didn't go and inform you, did I, that Di has this problem now? That's okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. Hang on a minute. Wait a second. Okay. Did anybody else get a little something? Hold on a minute. Is this one working?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, is that, I think, yes, it's on. It's okay, it's on. Okay, you need to, so that everybody can hear.
Just an idea, but I thought it was like an allergy to fruit juices.
Okay, you like turned it up a little bit more.
Particularly orange juice.
So somebody is allergic to juices.
Yeah, like particularly citric sort of
citric
acid-y.
Juices. You're allergic.
Particularly
to
orange juice.
Juices. Is that somebody here? I'm always fine with these because if there's nobody here, we've got tomorrow morning, and sometimes it's all right to get it in advance. For the next meeting, we're going to.
Is that like orange and grapefruit, that sort of stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Somebody has an allergy to those things. So we've got some starters. Let me get my little pad. Okay. I just got this picture of these words. Bowel. Somebody here has difficulty, or maybe pain, or just maybe difficulty to do with bowels that you need God to touch. Who is that? Who is that person? It's a little bit tricky because not everybody wants to know, but there's a small group of us. I'd love to pray that prayer. So it's the digestive difficulty. There's some digestive difficulty you have. Maybe that's for tomorrow morning as well. Okay, let me just go through. Somebody here today has had difficulty with the tightness. I wrote these down this morning as I was praying. The tightness across their chest. It's not all the time, but you get tightness. It tightens up around the chest. Affects your breathing. You catch your breath a number of times, and it's tight here. Is that anybody? Sure. Okay. Is this a long-standing thing or just quite recent? More recent. Okay, that sounds what it is. Okay. I had this thing about, I wrote this down, 9 backs. So we prayed for 5 people. There's another 4 people, if you're still here. Third one was this. Somebody has a skin irritation. Your skin comes up and there's little red patches on your skin. And it's to do with anxiety, and it's to do with anxiety around the family. And you're quite aware that you do get anxious about some things. And one of the ways it shows itself is in your skin reacts, and the base of it is anxiety. So what we're going to do is pray that the peace of God would come and anxiety would lift, and you'll see an improvement with this skin condition. So, could you tell me who that is, please? Do you know her? Is that somebody here? It may not be huge, this skin thing. It's not as if all your skin is red, but you get these little sort of red bits and itchiness. You get an anxiety rash. It gets cramped there. Okay. It sounds as if the two are associated. Okay? So this sounds like your day to get a bit of prayer. Yeah, you've got prayer this morning and this afternoon as well. This is a funny one. Somebody had a skiing accident. I wrote this down. I thought, what if nobody skis? This may be for tomorrow. Does anybody know of anybody who's had a skiing accident? It's to do with somebody, in my mind it was to do with somebody's knees as a skiing thing. Anyway, should we leave that until? I usually find in the end there was somebody there with it, but it's sometimes difficult to associate it with it. There's just a few more. Somebody has some sort of itchiness in the eyes. It may not be an allergy, but it's like that. You get very itchy eyes, and in the last month, this itchiness in the eyes has affected you particularly. Is that somebody here? It's like a soreness in your eyes become red and it's quite itchy. I just sometimes wait just so people could register it. And the thing I've got that it, with this person, I've just got this thing. It started something like 4 years ago, and it's not. You may not have it at this moment of time, but it comes. You know, it comes. Something like 4 years ago it started, and then you get this itchiness that reoccurs. I think it may well be to do with an allergic response, but it keeps coming back. That's nobody. Anybody here? Okay. I'm going to keep these down, so tomorrow morning when we do the healing thing, we do it. Right. Can we have a go at just praying for, who was it? You responded? Di responded? And is it Will?
Yes, it's
Will. Will, can we pray for you first? Is that okay? So Will, if you'd like to come out here, and we'll try and do this together, and have a go. So there was two things. It was anxiety, and that affects... Yeah, cramping here, yeah. and rashes.
Yeah, I end up in a state.
You end up in a state, okay. Yeah. Why don't we just reach out, Will? Okay. Just if you'd like to stand here, Will, just in front of everybody, if that's okay. Just a couple of people come round, and we can just touch you. And Holy Spirit, just come. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So I'm trying to go through the way I try and pray for somebody. So Will's responded, and I've asked him what it is. So although it's a word of knowledge, you think, oh, well, we're just praying for that. I've just asked him, about the anxiety, and he's been very honest. He gets anxiety. And so I ask him a second little question. Will, what is the thing that you are most anxious about? It's not an interrogation, it's just getting two or three little bits of information just to help us. So Will, what is it that you get most anxious about? Do you know what the base of the anxiety is about?
It's just, I think it's failure in a way.
Yeah. It's like a fear that you're going to fail, and that causes great anxiety. So the next thing I'm doing is saying, okay, what sort of prayer am I going to pray right now? So I'm not going to plead with God and ask him to do the thing. I'm just trying to select from the Holy Spirit, how do we pray right now? And I think I understand what the Holy Spirit wants us to pray for Will right now. We're going to have a go at praying for him. And then we're going to pray a little bit, and then we're going to ask how Will's doing. Okay, so here we go. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come over Will right now. We invite you to come in the name of Jesus. Prayer of invitation. Holy Spirit is here. Will, in the name of Jesus, we declare you are one of God's special sons. You're a son of God. You can hold your head up high because your identity is his identity. You're one of his. You do not need to succeed. You do not need to perform to win his approval. You are approved of. You are loved. You are a son of the living God. We speak over your life right now, where the enemy would love to come in and make you anxious, make you fearful, take away your confidence. We say in Jesus' name, your confidence is restored to you as a son of the living God. You have walked with him. You have done well.
Yeah.
You're one of his sons. You are much loved. Your company is sought after because your identity is secure. And we say in Jesus' name, anxiety, fall off, Will, right now, in Jesus' name. We say over your stomach, in Jesus' name, tension and pain, be gone, in the name of Jesus. We say right now, all the way through, in Jesus' name, pain be gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What was the other area affected?
Skin.
We say to allergic reactions, heat rashes, skin reaction, and where there is tension in your body and that skin comes out red, we say in Jesus' name, be healed right now. Skin, be at ease, be at rest in Jesus' name. We speak over you today. New confidence comes from him. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. There's more. You feel the Holy Spirit over you?
Thank you, Lord.
More right now.
Yeah. Amen.
More through you right now. More through you. Oh, there it is. More. More. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else just got a little word of encouragement? Thank you, Lord. Maybe something similar to what's already prayed. It's lovely that somebody else prays it as well.
Father, we thank you for Will.
Yeah.
We want to honour what already you've done
yeah.
in his life. And we declare more freedom.
Yeah.
That Will will achieve what is in his heart to achieve. To stand against fear that would inhibit him. And
yeah.
release faith.
Speak it in Jesus' name.
And we release peace. And we release hope and joy.
Yeah.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's good.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's faith in this room. It's lovely.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Will, this is good.
Hallelujah.
Good meeting you today. Yeah. It's for you. There's a little song. It's written by a Canadian, I think, but he wrote it in England. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. That's the one. Just feel that's very much for you.
You know, with the
yeah, and it's the identity of a son that song's about, and that's what he wants to put in your spirit, so it's stronger and stronger, your identity. Yeah, okay.
Hallelujah.
Could we pray for you? Could we have another go praying for you? And you have to remind me what it was. Chest and breathing, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. A few people want to gather around? Okay. Sorry, your name? Prefer to stand or sit?
Sit, I think.
You want to sit? Yeah, that's fine. So just ask very quickly. Your name again is?
Paulette.
Paulette. And Paulette, can you tell me this breathless thing. Tell us.
Pain.
Yeah.
Here.
A pain.
And then it goes through the back and sometimes here.
Down the arms as well. So it goes from there, from the chest, around. Yeah. And down the arm as well. Okay.
It's not there all the time.
No. It keeps coming back. Yeah. And it makes, and you feel at times breathless with it?
I've got asthma in
there. Yeah, right. So there's a breathless thing too with the asthma. Okay. So, okay. So is this long-standing or recent?
Probably longer than I'm thinking, because I do put up with pain a bit too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're going to have a go. Just praying. So Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You're doing great. It's just warm, isn't it? It's warm, but it's great. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come over Paulette right now. Holy Spirit, just come. My confidence is in you, your healing anointing. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We speak right into that area of pain, through muscles and through tendons, where there's been inflammation in that area, and pain has radiated right through chest, shoulder, and that whole area surrounding there. We say in Jesus' name, we release off you right now, in the name of Jesus, every bit of that pain and tension and inflammation be gone in Jesus' name. And we speak right down through your lungs where there has been tightening and pain. We speak release in Jesus' name. Release of healing. Oh, an anointing right over you, Paulette, in Jesus' name. Speak it in right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just have a simple word. The simple word is princess. And it's like, I just feel that the Lord wants to encourage you. The way he looks at you is through his eyes, he sees you, princess, beautifully dressed, treasured, specially loved, never, never, never in his eyes cast aside. Princess is never cast aside. His love for you is like delight. He delights in you, is over you. And we speak that today over you. Daughter of the King. Daughter of the King. Daughter of the King.
Yes, Lord.
Just be filled. Just be filled with his radiance, with his presence. And we say to the pains, the darkness, and the distress, and at times when this comes on you, the loneliness it brings you, we release you today, and we speak healing anointing over you as one of his daughters. Princess. Delight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Whew. New strength in your lungs and breathing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord. Is that okay? Yeah. Do you feel okay? That's probably enough, isn't it?
I'm afraid I'm greedy for God.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. One more prayer. Di, do you want to come out? And Will, you've got this thing about the pain here. It's pretty good, isn't it? Isn't that encouraging that you had something, the dialogue like that was so clear. So Di, come here, Will.
Yeah.
You are exactly the same place. How about that? When you think of all the parts of the body, it gets it right there, right bang on target.
I get shooting pain, every so it doesn't hurt all the time.
So how often do you have this dye?
Oh, several times in a week.
Several times in a week. And when did it first start?
About, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Four or five years ago.
I fell on it. I tripped.
And so with a fall, you usually get a shock and, often fear just sort of hits. So that gives you a clue of the prayer to pray over Di. You can do a general prayer, oh Lord, please heal and do this, do that, and that. But usually what we're looking for is, what's the root of that? You know, what's the root of the pain and the, why it still lingers after all these years? Okay, so you've got any ideas?
Yes.
It's not a test. No, it's just trying to encourage. This is for us all.
Yeah.
So, any ideas what you would pray? Give you a little clue. Imagine going back to when it happened.
Yes, it was the anxiety.
Anxiety would be one.
Almost like a PTSD kind of. Really.
What does PTSD mean?
Post-traumatic stress.
Post-traumatic stress, yeah, very good. Yeah, a stress and, would you use the word shock?
Yeah.
And release from the shock of that fall? Yeah? Okay. So we have a go, shall we?
Yes.
So, Di, would you like to put your hand in? Here, okay? You very gently, just put your hand underneath. I would say underneath. I know that we want to touch the actual place, but if you have it underneath, that's pretty close. Okay, so have a go then. And just a little, because I'm trying to teach, have a go. Try not to do the pleading bit and the asking too much. Remember, you're representing Jesus. So you could say, because it's we, you men are like saying, I speak, you might say, we speak. Healing in Jesus' name. If you start like that, you'll get your brain rolling in the authority you have as the Son of God, rather than asking and pleading. So, have a go.
In the name of Jesus.
Wonderful.
I speak to this sickness, shock.
Yes.
And the causes of the shock.
Yes.
And the symptoms that it brings.
Oh.
Lord, and if there's anything there that's actually physical,
yeah.
I speak to that also and say.
Yeah. To be healed.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And you can use that PTUS, whatever it was.
Yeah, no, if this is like a PTSD, where it's like a flashback panel.
Yes.
We release. We just speak to that area of the mind that was damaged
in the process.
Ask for that to be healed of that.
Yeah, we do. We speak healing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit's presence. Great, Will. Thank you. The presence of God around Di. It's good. Just keep praying a little bit more. I'll hold her up as she goes. Just pray a little bit more.
Father, we thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're good.
Speak more.
You are faithful.
More healing. More
faithful.
Healing for Di.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Yeah.
And that you love your children.
Did you use the word anxiety? Where there's been anxiety?
Yeah. I can't remember.
We speak the anxiety we go. Do you want to say that as well?
Yeah. We speak to all anxiety.
Yeah. Surrounding
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And release.
Yeah. Release. Right. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh. Very well. Don't touch something there. Do it again.
Yes, we speak
all
to
go.
All to go.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Freedom. We speak freedom.
Yeah, freedom. Yeah, that's right. Sons of God speak freedom. They do. Yeah, loose freedom right now.
Thank you for the word that Will had when he was sat there, Lord, that who the sun sets free. Is
free
indeed.
Amen. Yeah. This daughter of the king is free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. See how that is, Di? That's great. Great praying. Well done. We've got a few more minutes. Who suffers from these clouds? It's like depression. I was talking about that lady from Chennai, all the depression lifted off, and just felt that there were, in this room, this has been some people's story, or a person's story, a little bit of this dark thing that comes down on you. And maybe you may not have had to be medicated a lot for it, you just sort of live with it, but to walk through it. Like this sort of, dark cloud that comes over you. So, is there anybody here? It's your situation.
Well, I've just had it most of my life.
Do you want to come out the front? Is it all right to come out the front? Some people feel a bit embarrassed, but there's not too many people here. And all these people love you. Okay? So?
Okay. Well, it's hard to describe, really. It's just feeling.
So, has this been a long-standing thing?
Then? Yeah.
It's
yeah.
long-standing. Do you remember where it goes back to at all? Do you mind coming and help me? Yeah. Do you know where it goes back?
I think childhood.
Really childhood, yeah. Okay. And I know this is not a big interview and it's not meant to be an interrogation, but was there something particularly about your childhood that was tricky for you and a disappointment for you that you walked through? Do you know what was that?
Well, it's when I was told I was adopted.
When you were told you were adopted?
By a friend.
By a friend. And it wasn't the people that were adopted, you that told that it was a friend that told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So would it be all right for me just to ask really nicely, so that I forgive the people that should have told me.
Well, I've already done that.
You've already done that.
Really?
Is that, this is just me.
Passed on,
so. This is just me. It's sometimes good to go over it again. Just,
yeah.
There's this little.
They're somewhere. They're not here.
They're not here. It's just speaking it out because then it releases us. And then we will pray that that cloud that settled on you then be released off. Thank you for doing this. It's okay.
Not an easy thing.
It's not an easy thing. You're very brave. That's good. I didn't ask your name.
Joy.
Joy. Here we go then. Yeah, just say. Really simple. I forgive. You probably need to forgive the person that told you as well. I know it's, you know, they were trying to do their best, but it's...
Well, they were only heard it from someone else.
They heard it from someone else, yeah.
Forgive.
I forgive.
My mother and my father for not telling
Mom,
me.
My father for not telling me.
It was just
yeah.
a time in my life that...
Yeah.
It was difficult,
yeah.
and it always stays with you.
Yeah.
Whatever you try to cover it or fill it,
yeah.
your life, it's still there.
Sure. Thank you.
But now I don't have my mother and father. It's sort of it's lingering there
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
It's. Difficult things.
It's a difficult thing, isn't it?
Through time that you have to go through.
Mm-hmm. Well done for forgiving them. Do you want to add the little person who the friend has said?
I can't remember her name.
I remember it was a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, the girl that just told me. I forgive her as well.
I forgive the girl that told me.
Yeah.
When I was 12, so that's a long time ago.
12 years old. There we go, Lord. 12 years ago. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And when that happened, what was the little lie that came into your mind because you were adopted? What was the thing that came there and stuck with you when you were told those things?
I don't really know.
Was it that most of us would hope that our parents would look after us?
Yes, yeah, I think it's sort of like a deceit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And what was the deceit? Was that, did you know you were loved, or did that, was that a little bit difficult?
Because what? Oh, I know I was loved.
You definitely
loved.
Loved.
Much loved, yeah.
Much loved. Yeah.
As they said to me, I was special. They picked me because
they picked you because you were a special person.
What else could they do?
Yeah, it was wonderful. So, Lord Jesus, right now. So we want to just speak in the name of Jesus over joy. Lord, that what happened at that time, all the time ago, she should have been sat down and it should have been explained to her and she should have had the love and the explanation set out for her. And so where the enemy wanted to use it against her all these years, we want to say in Jesus' name, we break the hold of, yes. like Joyce says, the deceit surrounding it. Because people were deceitful. They tried to make out one thing, and it wasn't true. And we declare over Joy right now that her Heavenly Father is never deceitful. Is the one who loves her and will be true to her. And what he speaks is truth. And she is a daughter of the King. And it is not a mistake that she is called Joy, because joy is going to increasingly be her portion as she mounts up with wings like an eagle, as she runs and does not grow weary, as she walks and doesn't faint. There is going to be an increase in joy in her life, in Jesus' name. And we say to the darkness that would just crowd in on it, you are not darkness, you are not victorious. You do not have control of her life. In Jesus' name, she is a daughter of the King. She's a daughter of the King. And there's an increase right now in Jesus' name. Increase in Jesus' name of her security, of her standing with you. And in Jesus' name, we speak over her life today. Fresh anointing for her. Fresh comfort. Fresh joy that will bubble up. Fresh healing. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for her openness. And where the enemy would say, you should have kept that quiet, it's not true. You've always said, Lord, it's good to bring things out into the light. And as a result of bringing it out into the light, you get the victory. So we declare that today. Victory, freedom, and release for joy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else got a little word, impression? Actually, do you want to, do you, I think it's quite important. Do you want to come here and stand in front? And then that's even better.
The fact that you're called Joy is not a mistake.
That's right.
It's not a mistake. God intended you, your name to be Joy. He called you by name.
Jesus first, yourself second, and yourself
No, Jesus called you by name. He called you Joy because he intended that to be your life, Joy. But the enemy has come in and stolen and lied to you. But no more, says the Lord. No more. No more. He's had his way for long enough. In the name of Jesus, it is broken over you, and your portion is joy. As I declared from the beginning, says the Lord, your name is Joy, and so shall be your portion.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh,
your portion.
Thank you.
Is that okay? Is that good?
Yes.
That's good, isn't it?
Thank you.
Any little comments? Any little comments? Apart from a tear or two.
Well, it's about to just
comes up, doesn't it?
It comes up.
It does come up. Well done.
It's just you have to know that God loves you. It's difficult sometimes when that darkness comes to know that someone. That God is there around you and caring for you.
What do we do when sort of darkness comes like that or sudden stuff comes like that? I mean, I'd go, in Jesus' name. I just speak Jesus.
Well, I cover myself every morning.
Yeah, speak it out. Yeah. Well, I think that God was doing something today. See how that is. See how that is. Bit more authority when that next thing tries to come next time. You're a deceitful thing. You're going. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know what? I think we've done really well. Why don't we stop there? Okay? And it's gone 3:30. Thank you, folk, for joining in. Been great. It's really lovely to come. We love investing in people. Can we tomorrow morning? If it's all relying on me and Di, it's great. We'll do our best. God's going to do some things, but it'd be lovely if you're involved as well. So if you get any little impressions, words, prophecies, why not just note it down a little piece of paper, and come, and we'll have a. It could be a team effort, like this. Yeah, yeah, like that one. Amen. Thank you.